SBS Filipino.
Isang bagong pagsusuri ng gobyerno ang nagpakita na higit sa kalahati ng mga Australianong may edad na 12 ay nakakita sa online ng mga salitang rasista o galit tungkol sa kultura o grupo ng relihiyon. At sa gitna ng nakatakdang pagboto sa koreo tungkol sa kasal ng parehong sex, ipinakita ng pagsusuri na ang mga batang LGBTI ay target din ng mga galit online. Ang resulta ay nagdala sa isang bagong online resource na pinatatakbo ng mga kabataan upang kayahin ang problema. Sa wikang Filipino, narito ang ulat ni Peggy Giacomelos. Sa edad na 20 taon, naalaala ni Jess Vaughn ang maraming karanasan tungkol sa pang-aabuso online dahil sa kanyang kasarian.
Most of the time they're commenting back to me when I've commented on something. Generally, if I've commented something on a political stance, and then I've had someone comment back at me saying things like, you've been brainwashed, you're dyke. I could go into the more horrible terms, but they can get quite derogatory, and I have been threatened at times as well.
Ang issue ay pinakita sa isang bagong pagsusuri na kinomisyon ng Federal Office of the E-Safety Commissioner at ng Kagawaran ng Edukasyon at Pagsasanay. Halos 2,500 tao sa kahabaan ng bansa na may edad na 12 hanggang 17 taon ang nakasama sa pagsusuri. Ipinakita ng resulta na ang mga nakakabata mula sa iba't ibang relihiyon at pinagmulang kultura, mga katutubong tao at kabataang nakilala bilang LGBTI ang mga malimit targeting ng mga galit online. Ang mga pinakamalaking grupong tinatarget ay mga Muslim na may 53% ang nagsasabi na hinahamon sila sa mga masasamang salita online. Ito ay lamang sa mga asylum seekers at katutubong Australiano na may 37% bawat isa. Sa likod nila ang mga refugee, Asyano, taong LGBTI, Aprikano, Hudyo at mga kinikilala bilang Kristiyano. Sinabi ni Commissioner Julie Inman Grant ng eSafety na nauwi ang pagsusuri sa paglikha ng bagong online resources para sa mga kabataan upang matulungan silang makaharap sa problema.
The age most people should be starting social media is 13, but we know there is a lot of peer pressure by young people to join Instagram and Snapchat as early as the age of 12. And what we want to do with the Young and eSafe initiative is to help young people build the critical thinking skills, resilience, and teach them more about respect, responsibility, and empathy online. So they can demonstrate those values, but they can also deal with conflict, hate, or racism when they encounter it.
Ang pamamaraang Young and eSafety ay itinatag kasama ang Australian Multicultural Foundation upang masiguro na may ugnayan sila sa mas malaking bilang ng kabataan. Sinabi ng ehekutibong direktor ng pundasyon, Has Delal, na isa sa mga benepisyo nito ay dahil ito ay nilikhan ng mga kabataan para sa mga kabataan.
It looks at the power to feel, it looks at the power to act. So when there is an issue, who do you speak to, who could I go to? Empowering other young people to actually unite together and actually oppose these sorts of online hate messages, but also help each other to develop resilience tools and ways of overcoming some of the effects of these hateful messages they can have on young people.
Dinagdag ni Ginoong Delal na hinihikayat din ito ang mas maraming komunikasyon sa loob ng mga pamilya upang labanan ang mga issue.
I think it's important for obviously parents to be able to recognize early warning signs and where young people are having difficulty or being troubled. And I think what the tool does is teaches young people how to engage with your families and engage with parents and how to actually go to them for help and support. And in turn, what that does is help families to understand a little bit more and how to navigate social media.
Sinabi naman ni Commissioner Julie Inman Grant na sumasang-ayon siya na dapat magkaroon ng mas malaking papel ang mga magulang sa pagbabantay ng mga kabataan online.
I believe that parents are always the frontline defense for protecting their children online, but for also encouraging them to demonstrate those values online that they'd like them to live as global citizens. So those values of resilience, responsibility, empathy, kindness, civility, respect, we need to be teaching this when kids start swiping the iPad at the age of 3. They need to understand the digital do's and don'ts.
At katulad ng ibang taong dumaan sa pang-aabuso online, sinabi ni Jess Vaughn na gusto niyang malaman kung ano ang buhay ng mga kabataang tumatanggap ng pambubuli online.
So everyone tells you, it'll get better, it'll get better. It does. But at that point in time, you don't really ever want to hear that. Just take a breath, take a step and know that you are being your true self and there are services out there that can help you reach out. It's not silly to reach out. It doesn't make you any less of a man or it doesn't make you any less of a woman. It actually makes you a stronger person than if you didn't reach out. So reach out. It's so important.
Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, magtungo sa www.esafety.gov.au/youngandsafe/question.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Nice na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.